Woofie the cunt.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Baker. Noticed your son was the first one to say it
on
this show.
Can I say... my parents have the beautiful Boxing Day party.
Yes, we had the Boxing Day. We didn't even talk about the Boxing Day party. And John singing Annie on karaoke.
But Michael and Kevin came over. And my mom came out. And she was like, hi, boys. Hi, everyone. And Kevin looks right at my mother and goes, oh, Mrs. Baker, cunt. And she was like,
Oh.
Yes. Oh, Jody loves me.
Apparently, she's very happy about her appearance on the Big Fatty Show.
She was thrilled. She's like,
she told
the
Starbucks people about it.
She said, oh, I wish I wasn't so negative. And I said, oh, come on.
But tell us what you were telling about her at dinner.
She's been telling everyone, like, I was on Big Fatty. I appeared on Big Fatty. And I'm like, Mom, the people in Publix don't know who that is. So she's been telling people who have no connection with the pod world, I was on Big Fatty, you know. You might have heard me. You might have heard me on Big Fatty.
Big Fatty.
Yeah.
You know him.
And they just look at her blankly.
And then they're like, what the fuck? Who are you? Who have you been on? Because when you say, I've been on Big Fatty, that's never good.
Oh, no. Very true. Yeah.
Does anyone ever really want to be on Big Fatty?
I must admit, there have been times in the past when I've thought about it.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 247 of the BFO for Thursday, the 15th. The 15th, y'all, of January 2009. Coming up on today's show, y'all, I have not got a fucking clue what I will talk about today. So, you know, I'll just natter along and then the 20 minutes will be up. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Today's payday for the Fat One and for Larry Cly and for Mr. Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
And y'all, we love a payday. And y'all, one of the things I want to talk to you about today that's been kind of weighing heavy, not weighing heavy. Well, everything's heavy with Big Fatty. But y'all, do you do the online banking? You know, Big Fatty's weird about the online bills and banking and all that kind of stuff. I do all my banking online. In fact, if I have to write a check, I have to go, okay, now where's my checkbook? Because I don't really know where it is. And, but, you know, a few things like, you know, like the Horror Group does not do the online banking. You know, there's not a link under the Bank of America for the Horror Group. So, you know, I have to pay my dues with a check or cash. I guess I could pay with cash. But I do the online banking, and y'all, today, I got notification from the medical spending account. Now, y'all, do y'all have that at your work, that you have a medical spending account, and you set money aside ahead of time, and they take it out, of pre-tax dollars, and then when they tax you, they don't tax you on that. That money's already gone. And then you can use that money that goes into the medical spending account to pay your medical bills with pre-tax dollars. And evidently it saves you $1.38 or something like that. You know, and however it takes somebody, you know, they charge you, $1.15 to administer it every month or something. I don't know what the fuck it does. I have no idea how much it saves me. But anyway... Anyway, I do the medical spending account, and I had submitted my bill for the new tooth. By the way, I'm really enjoying the new tooth. The new tooth, and it's just really good. And and the flossing goes really well with it and everything. Y'all, it's hot in this apartment. Oh, I feel like I need to just take off my shirt. In fact, I'm going to do that right now, because... it's hot, and my pants are already off, but, oh, Lord, it's hot in here. Y'all, it's the radiator heat here in the Fat Cave. Oh, y'all, did I just shat myself? Anyway, no, okay. dear God. It is just Natterfest. Anyway, I got notice today, and y'all, here's the thing. I have the direct deposit. You know, the direct deposit goes down to the people that administer the medical spending account, and then they direct deposit into my checking account when I submit a form, which I have to fax to them. Okay, you have to fax them paper. Okay, you can't, you know, to prove that you actually spent it, and you know, I can understand that and everything. And but what they do, they send me a piece of paper in the U.S. mail telling me that they have made a direct deposit into my checking account. And y'all, $942 has been deposited into Big Fatty's checking account for the toothy, which, oh, by the way, I was saying, it was a really pleased with the toothy. And anyway, can y'all hear that? Doesn't that sound shiny? But y'all, the floss really, I was afraid the floss wasn't going to be able to get in there good, but it gets in there real good. But anyway, so the $942 has been deposited into the checking account. And y'all, you know how Big Fatty do. He immediately had to turn around and send the American Express $1,000. Send it. Just go ahead and get it on out of there, because if I don't get it on out of there, I'll spend it on something else. You know, spend it on something else, and I don't need to be doing that. So anyway, the toothy has been paid for, and Big Fatty has been reimbursed for it. Y'all, the other thing on the medical spending account, you know, I had to switch my health insurance because the health plan... the health plan that I was on, and I've probably been on it, oh, I don't know, 8 or 10 years? Yeah, probably that long. It was good. It was a good plan. It was probably too good a plan, so it doesn't exist anymore, so I had to switch over to the Blue Cross Blue Shield. But I went with the Blue Choice, and, you know, they don't use the same mail order medicine company. By the way, I was over at Miss Porter and Granny's house tonight making Jello shots, because the horror group is doing a function on Friday at the Patrick's Pub. They're doing it's leather weather, y'all. Speaking of leather weather, y'all, I want to just tell you it's hot in this apartment because I've taken my shirt off. But it's going to be cold on Friday. Y'all, Thursday night, tonight, it's going down to 22 here, okay? Which is a heat wave compared to some of you, I know. But, you know, unless you're a sea hag, the sea hag, it's 80 degrees out in her area. In the Woodland, it's the hottest place on earth. It might as well be Death Valley days. And... But it's only, the temperature's going to double between the low on Thursday night and the high on Friday. It's going to 44 on Friday. But y'all, it's 17 degrees here in Charleston on Friday night for the horror group. And the horror, the theme for Friday night is leather weather. And you know, Big Fatty comes up with these little catchphrases. It's a little catchphrase. And so you wear your leather out, because, you know, it's leather's hot unless it's cold, and then it feels good. So it's leather weather. Wear your leather. And we're going to be selling black and blue Jello shots. And, you know, we're not selling, they're not really black. We got black cherry, because, you know, who wants to buy a licorice Jello shot? But y'all, have you ever heard of Jello shots but were made with pudding? Was really not a Jello shot. It's more of a pudding shot, I guess. And but if you have a recipe for liquor and pudding, let me know, because we think we might want to get away from the Jello shots and go into some sort of pudding shots or something like that. You know, with liquor in it. And but anyway, so if you got a recipe for that, and y'all, everybody's been sending me recipes, but. send me one about some pudding with liquor in it. But anyway, we're going to have black and blue Jello shots. And then there's going to be floggins, $1 a minute. And then spankins are going to be $1 a smack or $5 a session until you cry daddy or cry uncle or something like that. I don't know. But anyway, where was I going with that? Oh, Miss Porter cut my hair when I was, or shaved my head, the sides of my head this afternoon when I was over there. That's not what I was going to talk about. Oh, yeah, about the pills. Miss Porter had a little thing of pills, you know, one of those little plastic cases. You know, I said I was getting mixed up on the pills and all. And he had one of those pill cases. But, y'all, his pill case was probably about an inch and a half deep. And it would hold a lot of pills. And, you know, Big Fatty's cholesterol pills are big. And I made a comment, wow, now I like that pill case because it's deep and it will hold a lot and everything. Miss Porter told me he got that at the Walmarts for 98 cents. He said he'd get me one next time he went. And anyway, I getting back to my health insurance, I had to go with a different mail order dispensary. Not dispensary, what is that called? Mail order pharmacy, that's it. Had to go with a new mail order pharmacy. And, you know, so you got to get new copies of your prescriptions from your doctor. And then you got to send them in with their form. And then you got to give them your credit card number at their place. And you got to register at their website and all this kind of stuff. Well, you know, that's all part of switching the health plan, which I didn't really want to do, but I didn't have any choice. Because, you know, you never want to let your health insurance lapse because, you know, then they won't cover your pre-existing conditions. And, you know, Big Fatty is old and pre-existing. And, you know, you don't want, you know, your Shatology not to be covered under the new health plan. But anyway, so you had to send your pills. No, you had to send your prescriptions off to the new place. Well, y'all, I hadn't gotten the card. I've gotten the card for the health plan, but I hadn't gotten the card for the new pharmacy plan. And it's with the CVS and it's Caremark. And I hadn't gotten it. And, you know, you can't wait too long before you have to send your refills in because then they won't, because you run out. And, you know, you don't want to run out of the pills. And so anyway, he had the nice big pig holder. Yeah, I swear I'm not drunk. But it's hot in here, y'all. God, it's hot in here. I've got the shirt off and everything. Anyway, I had to take my shirt off also so he could do my head. And y'all, he did a nice job. Except I got a spider bite or something on the side of my head. And I'm going to have to put a little salve, a little Neosporin on that, because I don't know what that's all about. Something bit me in the bed, and I don't like the bed bugs biting. But anyway, so, y'all, I tried to find out how to, you know, why haven't I got my card from the new pharmacy, online pharmacy, the mail-order pharmacy. And so, y'all, I called the mother. The mother moved to the same plan. So I asked her if she had, the mother over at the coal mine, I asked her if she had tried to get a prescription through the new pharmacy and if she had gotten her prescription card, and she had not. And she said that her doctor told her to call this number on the back of the new health plan. And so I did that, and y'all, it was one of those talking machines, and you had to talk to the machine, and you know it would ask you questions, and you would have to say yes or no or I don't know and all this kind of stuff. And y'all, it just felt like it felt real ignorant talking to the machine. But I was doing it on the phone there in the coal mine. Larry Clyde was in the other office. I'm sure he thought I was crazy. But anyway, I finally figured out. I kept saying help into to the telephone, talking to the machine, thinking that a human being would come on. Well, of course, a human being never came on. However, it did tell me that in many cases, your prescription ID number was your social security number. And so I went online. So I told the machine to send me the forms via the mail. You know, and it says, you know, you can find those online. And I'm like, well, no, I can't fucking find them online because I don't know my number. And so anyway, I found my number because it says many times it's your social security number. So I went online and sure enough, my number was my social security number. So I went in and I set up my account and I did, did all my profile and everything and I printed my forms. And then I realized you're supposed to type into the PDF form on the computer before you print it, but I'd already printed it. So I shredded the one that I'd already printed and then filled out the thing. And then I didn't have the prescription, so I had to run over to the Fat Cave, pick up the prescription because, you know, they wanted the doctor's phone number and the date of the prescription and all this kind of stuff. So I filled it all out and I printed it. And then I thought, well, you know, I better make a copy of this in case it there's a question, because this is the first one I've had to fill. And so I did that, and it's all ready to go in the mail today. So anyway, so I'm sending this off. But anyway, my thing's all set up, and I'll be looking forward to getting my pills. And, you know, if you do the mail order prescription with me, if you go to the regular pharmacy in town and get a 30-day supply, they'll charge you like a $55, what is that called, a copay. But if you use the mail order pharmacy and you get your doctor to write the 90-day prescription, they only charge you 2 months of the copay, so you save money. So I did that, and that's why I like to do the mail order. Anyway, so that's all taken care of, and so that's ready to go. And I don't really understand where I was going with that, but anyway. Well, I hope that made sense to you. Oh, yeah, I'm doing the online banking, and I paid most of my bills, but, y'all, I had to go ahead and send that money on over to the American Express because I would spend it, and, you know, we can't do that. And, you know, because, you know, I got to pay for did I mention that doesn't that sound shiny? That's the new tooth. Can you hear that? I don't even know if you can hear that. Oh, I knew I'd burp or something before it was over with. Y'all, there was something else I was going to talk to you about the online stuff and all, too, but I can't find it sitting here. Oh, I know what it was. Tim from Tampa, he sent me some movie recommendations, and let me go over here to the BFO and look at the e-letters here, because he sent me two. Oh, are you fucking kidding me? Oh, dear Gussie. Oh, well, I hope y'all enjoyed Pilly Fatty. But anyway, Tim sent me recommendations for two movies, and then he got all mad because Big Fatty said nobody sent him a thing. And y'all, I've gotten a couple of other entries into the... that's the wrong one. Into the contest, but you know, y'all can and Tim suggested that I rent Saving Grace and Big Fish. Now he said I might like those, but I hadn't seen those, so I'd like to get some opinions on that.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.